Joining me now, let me just make sure I get this right, actor, director, producer, editor, composer, and writer of new television series Insomnia on YouTube. You can check it out, their YouTube channel, Showcase TV. That's S-H-O-C-A-S-E TV. Mr. Antoine Ward, hello, sir.
Hello, hello.
thanks for joining me, man.
No problem.
All right. The last episode for season one, episode six, the season finale of Insomnia, was released last Monday. And I binge watched it. Watched it all yesterday, and I enjoyed it. So, at this stage, do you just sort of have to sit back and wait for the reaction of people? And
I mean, I always like to sit back and watch what people do, but my team won't let me do that, so I have to keep, you know, pushing forward for season two and making sure things happen.
Right, and season two is already in development, correct?
Yes, it's already in development. It'd be nice to get picked up, you know, so if y'all hear me out there, feel free.
Right.
But, you know, we still have to stick with the development, so as of right now, season two will be released on YouTube when it's nice and ready.
Okay, excellent. So far though, the reaction you have seen, I mean, what has that been like? I mean,
very positive, and I'm happy.
Yes,
it's not been like any negativity with it.
No, get off YouTube,
right?
Sell out or something.
I was hoping for the negative comments. I'm like, okay, this is what it's like.
Right.
But no, it was actually very positive. Everybody had a lot of positive things to say. They loved the story. They loved the way it was shot. They loved the acting.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good as a filmmaker. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Now all I need is the Oscars to give me something. I'll be all right.
Right, man. There's still time.
There's still time,
not
right?
Till Sunday, tomorrow.
I'm just going to go there and like, hey, guys, there's still a chance.
Yeah, you could fly out there now.
Yeah, sure.
was there a moment in your life or in your childhood where you could pinpoint and say, okay, this is the moment I wanted to be a filmmaker. I want to do that for the rest of my life.
Well... As far as acting, again, I wanted to always act the fool because I'm always a clown.
Right.
So, but the first thing I ever wanted to act in was a live action Dragon Ball Z movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the number one thing I wanted to do when Dragon Ball Z, 96, when that came out.
Mm-hmm.
But then when The Matrix came out, that's when I was like, okay, I can do this behind the scenes stuff too. You know, that's when I was like, yeah, that moment when Matrix came out is when I was like, it's time for me to get to this directing thing.
Right.
Or at least the music, because I love music. I've always had a background in music, so that Matrix soundtrack was everything to me anyway. Yeah. I love the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta love the movie, but that soundtrack was amazing.
Yeah, no, and you know, I think soundtracks are sometimes the unsung heroes of movies, and I mean any content really.
Yes.
They're so good at subtly creating
yes.
mood and atmosphere, and I mean you. It's all an original soundtrack for Insomnia.
Yep.
I mean, did you do that? Was that one of the last things that you did? Or,
you know what? It's funny because when I wrote the script, when I was co-writing the script with a friend of mine, Don Hankins,
mm-hmm.
we actually, while writing it, I was actually thinking about the music already.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was directing, I was thinking about the music. While I was editing, I was thinking about the music. So while
right.
I was just composing, that's the easiest part because I knew I wanted this to sound.
Right.
But, that was also the most challenging part, outside of course directing and acting. But
right.
you know, that was an interesting aspect of it because, like you said, soundtracks and just music in general doesn't get the praise that is deserved.
Right.
You know, because you have never seen a scene with no music be great. You know,
yeah.
every scene
Absolutely.
That's great has music behind it, and trust me, that music makes a difference.
Oh yeah. I guarantee if you watch like John Carpenter's Halloween without the soundtrack,
it would be what is this?
Yeah, what is it? I don't care. I'm turning it off. And like, you know, talking about all the roles that you played in, all the hats that you wore in Insomnia, I'll say that, you know, director, writer, actor, producer, editor, composer. I mean, what was your favorite thing to do, and what was the hardest thing to do, the most challenging thing?
The favorite thing, composing. I felt more at home. You know, I felt like,
right.
okay, these strings are coming out the way that I love it. I'm feeling these piano. I'm feeling the vocals coming from one of the artists that was on.